LaSalle has made a name for himself in state government through his efforts to shrink it. As a Republican assemblyman, he authored proposals to amend the Constitution to limit government spending and revenue. The idea was controversial enough that it died in the legislature both times it was debated. Even the Republicans were in the majority.
I pushed that and made that whole issue of limiting government spending a major issue. I've stood up to the party and to Republican leaders who wanted to overspend and actually voted against Republican budgets.
LaSalle was first elected to the state assembly in the mid-90s. He lost his assembly seat in the Democratic wave of 2008, but won his state Senate seat in the Republican wave of 2010. He says he's running for U.S. Senate to stop overspending in Washington. LaSalle calls himself the consistent conservative in what could be a four-way Republican primary.
I think that there are others who are running in the Republican primary who still believe the government is the answer, not the problem, who still believe that more government is better and want to use their government to help their friends and those that they feel special towards.
Former Congressman Mark Newman is the only Republican candidate to formally announce a bid for U.S. Senate. Former Governor Tommy Thompson and Assembly Speaker Jeff Fitzgerald are also expected to run. Congresswoman Tammy Baldwin is the only announced Democratic candidate for U.S. Senate. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.